Book 12, Chapter 6. How, upon Antiochus's prohibition to the Jews to make use of the laws of their country, Mattathias, the son of Asamoneus, alone despised the king, and overcame the generals of Antiochus's army, as also concerning the death of Mattathias and the succession of Judas. Now at this time there was one whose name was Mattathias, who dwelt at Modin, the son of John, the son of Simeon, the son of Asamoneus, a priest of the order of Joarib, and a citizen of Jerusalem. He had 5 sons, John, who was called Gaddis, and Simon, who was called Matthias, and Judas, who was called Maccabeus, and Eleazar, who was called Auron, and Jonathan, who was called Apphus. Now this Mattathias lamented to his children the sad state of their affairs, and the ravage made in the city, and the plundering of the temple, and the calamities the multitude were under, and he told them that it was better for them to die for the laws of their country than to live so ingloriously as they then did. But when those that were appointed by the king were come to Modin, to compel the Jews to do what they were commanded, and to enjoin those that were there to offer sacrifice as the king had commanded, they desired that Mattathias, a person of the greatest character among them, both on other accounts, and particularly on account of such a numerous and so deserving a family of children, would begin the sacrifice, because his fellow citizens would follow his example, and because such a procedure would make him honored by the king. But Mattathias said he would not do it, and that if all the other nations would obey the commands of Antiochus, either out of fear or to please him, yet would not he nor his sons leave the religious worship of their country. But as soon as he had ended his speech, there came one of the Jews into the midst of them, and sacrificed, as Antiochus had commanded. At which Mattathias had great indignation, and ran upon him violently with his sons, who had swords with them, and slew both the man himself that sacrificed, and Apelles the king's general, who compelled them to sacrifice, with a few of his soldiers. He also overthrew the idol altar, and cried out, "If," said he, "any one be zealous for the laws of his country and for the worship of God, let him follow me." And when he had said this, he made haste into the desert with his sons, and left all his substance in the village. Many others did the same also, and fled with their children and wives into the desert, and dwelt in caves. But when the king's generals heard this, they took all the forces they then had in the citadel at Jerusalem, and pursued the Jews into the desert. And when they had overtaken them, they in the first place endeavored to persuade them to repent, and to choose what was most for their advantage, and not put them to the necessity of using them according to the law of war. But when they would not comply with their persuasions, but continued to be of a different mind, they fought against them on the Sabbath day, and they burnt them as they were in the caves, without resistance, and without so much as stopping up the entrances of the caves. And they avoided to defend themselves on that day, because they were not willing to break in upon the honor they owed the Sabbath, even in such distresses. For our law requires that we rest upon that day. There were about 1,000, with their wives and children, who were smothered and died in these caves. But many of those that escaped joined themselves to Mattathias, and appointed him to be their ruler, who taught them to fight even on the Sabbath day, and told them that unless they would do so, they would become their own enemies, by observing the law so rigorously, while their adversaries would still assault them on this day, and they would not then defend themselves, and that nothing could then hinder, but they must all perish without fighting. This speech persuaded them, and this rule continues among us to this day, that if there be a necessity, we may fight on Sabbath days. So Mattathias got a great army about him, and overthrew their idol altars, and slew those that broke the laws, even all that he could get under his power, for many of them were dispersed among the nations round about them for fear of him. He also commanded that those boys which were not yet circumcised should be circumcised now, and he drove those away that were appointed to hinder such their circumcision. But when he had ruled 1 year, and was fallen into a distemper, he called for his sons, and set them round about him, and said, O my sons, I am going the way of all the earth, and I recommend to you my resolution, and beseech you not to be negligent in keeping it, but to be mindful of the desires of him who begat you, and brought you up, and to preserve the customs of your country, and to recover your ancient form of government, which is in danger of being overturned, and not to be carried away with those that, either by their own inclination or out of necessity, betray it, but to become such sons as are worthy of me, to be above all force and necessity, and so to dispose your souls, as to be ready, when it shall be necessary, to die for your laws. As sensible of this, by just reasoning, that if God see that you are so disposed, he will not overlook you, but will have a great value for your virtue, and will restore to you again what you have lost, and will return to you that freedom in which you shall live quietly, and enjoy your own customs. Your bodies are mortal and subject to fate, but they receive a sort of immortality by the remembrance of what actions they have done. And I would have you so in love with this immortality that you may pursue after glory, and that, when you have undergone the greatest difficulties, you may not scruple for such things to lose your lives. I exhort you especially to agree one with another, and in what excellency any one of you exceeds another, to yield to him so far, and by that means to reap the advantage of every one's own virtues. Do you then esteem Simon as your father, because he is a man of extraordinary prudence, and be governed by him in what counsels he gives you. Take Maccabeus for the general of your army, because of his courage and strength, for he will avenge your nation, and will bring vengeance upon your enemies. Admit among you the righteous and religious, and augment their power. When Mattathias had thus discoursed to his sons, and had prayed to God to be their assistant, and to recover to the people their former constitution, he died a little afterward, and was buried at Modane, all the people making great lamentation for him. Whereupon his son Judas took upon him the administration of public affairs in the 146th year. And thus, by the ready assistance of his brethren and of others, Judas cast their enemies out of the country, and put those of their own country to death who had transgressed its laws, and purified the land of all pollutions that were in it.